Holiness
unto the Lord.
Oh, the voices are too low. Holiness
unto the Lord.
Ladies,
we are special.
Amen. We thank God for the opportunity that He has given unto us, that we are alive, we are healthy, and we can come before Him once again. Amen. The whole of this week has been given to the women in the district. So if you go to every local now, they are all, the women are working today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you come here today, it is also Ladies' Day. Amen.
Amen.
And throughout the week, through God, He has given us a theme. And the theme for the whole week is fear not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is woman, fear not. Today we are going to continue with fear not. Hallelujah. And they gave us a quotation taken from Matthew chapter 28 verse 5. Matthew chapter 28 verse 5. And I will read from 1 to 5. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. 5. The angel said to Mary, to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus. Amen. These are women. Jesus' disciples were 12, and after the death of Jesus, two women stood up, and at dawn, early in the morning, they woke up and they walked to where Jesus was laid to go and see him. Hallelujah. And this is a courage that women, two women had, and today it is also our prayer that we women of today will also have courage and stand up and step up and do something for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These women, early in the morning, they were going, and the stone at the tomb was so big and so great that these two women, with their minds, they cannot even roll it. But they have faith that whatever it is, we are going, and we will go in and see the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the fact that they take a step, the fact that they made up their mind that we will go there, and on their way, God, who knows everything, knew that these women, they cannot roll the stone. And with a prayer in their hearts, God sent an angel to roll the stone for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is my prayer today that whatever difficulties that you are going through, the Lord who knows all things and the Lord who knows your heart will take ahead of you and capture everything for you, so that by the time you are there, all is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, I want us to look at something from the book of Chronicles, the Bible reading that our sister read for us. It is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5 through 17. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 5. Through to 17. And the heading of chapter 20 says, Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon. Hallelujah. So Jehoshaphat was a king of Judah. When the Egyptians, when the Israelites came from Egypt, they had a first king, that is Saul. David came, Solomon came, and Solomon was also a king who ruled over all Israel. And after the king of after King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel departed, divided into two. We have Judah and we have Israel. So today we are going to talk about the people of Judah. And this Judah consists of two tribes, Benjamin and Judah. Hallelujah. And what we just read about at that time, King Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah at that time. Hallelujah. We have Moab and we also have Ammon. Moabites are people or descendants from Lot. After Sodom and Gomorrah, the daughters of Lot, they thought they are the only people left over. Two girls with their father. So they were thinking, how is this generation going on? Our father is the only man here. And if he dies, we only two girls, we can also not produce. So the Bible says they gave their father alcohol. He drank, he got drunk, and they slept with their father. And the first one had a child, Moab, which became the Moabites. And the second one also had children with his father, and they become the Ammonites. Hallelujah. They are all in Genesis chapter 19, verse 37 and 38. And when they were coming to the promised land, God actually told the people that these people, I have promised, the Moabites and the Ammonites, that this land belongs to them. So if you are going, you will pass through there. But don't hurt them. Let them live. Don't touch them. Don't do any wrong to them. And just go and possess the land. Hallelujah. So they just went straight and they possessed the land. And when King Jehoshaphat became a king, one day he received the news that these people that they spared their life, that God told them not to do them wrong, now they have come together, they have laid an ambush to wage a war against them. And King Jehoshaphat, he also knew that these people are strong, they have strong army. They are great people. They cannot face them. So he was left with only God, that he will go before God. Hallelujah. This is an example also for us. Sometimes in life, maybe we are so young that we have not faced the difficulties of this world. It will come. As a child of God, you will face it. But how will you handle it? Will you just sit and let it overcome you? Or what will you do? Now I want us to read again what the Bible reader read for us. So we will read from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 5 through to 17. That's the prayer of the king. Hallelujah. Verse 5 through to 17. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword or judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now, here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us. by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Hallelujah. The same people that they did them good, now they have gathered their ghettos to come and invade them. Hallelujah. Maybe you sit here, you think you have a friend that is so good to you that you trust. Those who are more close to you, I'm not saying they are all bad, but they are also the people who can harm you. But let's see further the prayer of the king and how God came into their aid. Hallelujah. So you will continue from verse 12. O our God, you will not judge them, for we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. Anytime you are in difficulties, anytime you come across a problem but that you think this one is beyond me, do not be afraid, because you have a God in heaven. You have a Father in heaven who cares for you, who loves you, and he also has keys to every problem that we have. He is powerful and he is mighty and he is able to solve you or to solve all your problems for you, and also deliver you from all the problems that you are going in. Hallelujah. Amen. So in times of difficulties, think of King Jehoshaphat, who the people came that he did not know what to do. The Bible says he called his people. Normally, if he is calling people, or the Bible are talking about people, it is men. But if you read the whole thing, you will hear that, you will know that when they were praying, when they went before the courtyard and fasting and praying, they were men, they were women, and even children. They were all there, fasting and praying, because what was coming to them was too big for them to handle. Hallelujah. All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came to Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, and descendants of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem." God is also saying this to you in times of your trouble. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. In other versions, also says, fear not or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever problem that you go in as a Christian, the battle is not yours. It is yours when you don't hand it over to God. But if you trust God and you go down on your knees and you muster courage, as these two women stood up early in the morning, though the tomb was with a great stone, yet they decided to go. So if you don't sit, if you are not lazy, but you will rise up, you will make a step, you will make a decision and call on the name of the Lord. That fight will not be your fight, but God will fight for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions and stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. All Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them, and the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they went before the Lord. They fasted. They prayed to God, and God let them stand aside and give forth for them, and victory was theirs. Hallelujah. As I was saying, maybe you are so young, so you have not experienced the hardship of life, or you have not come in any difficulties yet. But let me assure you, you are growing, and once you are growing, your problems will become bigger and bigger. You are now young, you are thinking only about yourself. A time will come, because today is Sister's Day, I'm talking to my younger sisters here.
Amen.
A time will come that you become married, and then your problem will not be only yours, but it is then you and your husband. And as the saying goes, behind every successful man, there is a woman. So if you are lazy physically, if you are lazy spiritually, how can you be of good help to your husband? Today I'm encouraging you, I'm entreating you to gather your girdles. A time will come that you as a woman, you have to stand and fight, not a physical fight, but your prayers to support your husband so that the growth of that relationship, the growth of all that you have with you and with your prayer, all things will be possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember when I was young, my mother would sleep, we sleep, we sleep, and all we hear is Jehovah, and then we praying, praying, praying. So we open our eyes to get to Jehovah. My mother was, she wakes up in the night, and then she starts praying, 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 praying. And we thought she was disturbing us. Are you the only Christian and always you don't let us sleep? But now I'm in the same place, and now I understand why she was praying. Because the devil is everywhere. Last time a pastor came from Ghana, and he was that everybody has a destiny. Yeah, and when you are progressing, you are progressing, you are progressing, because something a stronghold. The devil will just say, yeah, you are progressing too much, so you have to come to this place and you don't have to go over. That is the decision the devil also takes for your life. Whilst God wants you to go ahead further, and with prayers, you can break all the strongholds. With prayers, you can reach your destiny. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you will not be lazy, maybe this time prayer is difficult for you, try and start. It is 10 minutes. Before you know, you can pray 20 minutes. Before you know, if you start 1 hour, you are still not tired, because prayer is the master key. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A time will come, you will not be alone with your husband, but then you have children. And that there the wahala will start. Stress and everything. What they will eat, what they will wear, your husband problem, all is on you. And spiritually, you are the one who has to stand. Pray for the safety of your family. Pray for the success of your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a story in the Bible that three women, according to the law of Israel, if your father dies and he don't have male children, the female, they don't get property from their father. So a man lives, and he had only three children. The man died, and the brothers of the brother, they went to the elders and said, look, you know my brother don't have male children. And if the property of him, let's say the Boachi's descendants, is the one that the man is coming from, who would marry to a Jansen family, then the property of this family will go to this family. And they don't want that, so the girls will not get anything. But these three girls also went on their knees. They prayed, and they came to Moses and the elders, that it is true that this is what the law says, that it is our rightful inheritance. And Moses also went to the Lord, and the Lord said, you know what, give what belongs to them, because indeed it is their rightful inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave them that law, But through the prayer of these girls, they could change, or God could change that circumstances. Hallelujah. So it is time when we are in difficulties, you don't just sit and start crying. You don't just sit for things to overcome you. You don't just sit. If you see your enemies, maybe they are even bigger than you, that you cannot face them. But the battle is not yours. So my younger sisters, I'm appealing to you. Hold fast God. Have trust in God. Have faith in God.
Amen.
Gather your girdles like these women all did. Make a step. And with all, don't forget God, because your strength and your power cannot bring you anywhere. Your strength and your power cannot bring you success. Your strength and your power cannot let you reach your destiny. But by the hand of God, by the power of God, you will reach your destiny. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will bring my message to an end. And before that, I want us to read Isaiah chapter 41. Let's end. Isaiah 41 verse 10. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. And all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and discouraged. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a lot of "do not fear" here. Trust in God. Don't stay at one place. Don't let the troubles intimidate you. But take a step. Trust in God. Pray to God. And our God in heaven, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God who brought his people out of captivity, God who has been bringing his people from ages into victory, he will also not leave you nor forsake you. But he will bring you to to your destiny, and all will be well with you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Amen.